Who is a believer? Who is a person of piety? What image comes to your mind when you think of a pious, believing, righteous individual? The image which often comes to the minds of a lot of us, not only us Muslims, but us as human beings. The image which normally comes to our mind is an image of someone who shuns the world, who takes refuge in the mountains, who goes and lives in a monastery in order to stay pure from the evils of this world. Is that the image of a true believer which the Quran is presenting to humanity? Is a religious, believing and righteous human being someone who shuns the world? The Quran says,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورهبانية ابتدعوها ما كتبناها عليهم إلا ابتغاء رضوان الله فما رعوها حق رعايتها.
The Quran is saying that your version of piety and monasticism and asceticism, your version of righteousness, where you went to the monasteries and you shunned the world, that's not what I wanted from you. My version as God Almighty was something completely different. You got it wrong. If you think a pious and religious and righteous person is someone who shuns the world and runs through society, you've got it completely wrong. Dear brothers and sisters, a pious person in the eyes of the Quran is not someone who knows how to swim. Rather, a pious person is someone who's so good at swimming, not only does he know how to swim, he's able to save others who are drowning and don't know how to swim. That is the piety that the Quran calls us to. In other words, a person of piety, a true believer, is not only after saving themselves, but rather they're after saving all of humanity. They're after saving others. This is the meaning of piety. What I'm trying to say is, the same way that there are two kinds of swimmers, there are swimmers who learn how to swim just so they can save themselves from drowning, and then there are swimmers who learn how to swim so that they can save others as well as saving themselves. There are two versions of piety. One of them is the one that God does not want from us, and that's the version of piety where a person is pious in order to save only themselves and maybe their family. But the version of piety that God wants from us, and that which God considers to be true piety and true belief, is when you are concerned about all of humanity. You want all of humanity to be saved. And you yourself train yourself to be so pious, to be so good at swimming, to be so close to God, that not only can you save yourself and your family, but you can save others as well. You can save society and humanity at large. If you have a glass of water, if a single drop of impurity enters that glass of water, that entire water becomes impure. But if you have an ocean of water and you throw tons, gallons of impurity into that ocean will end up purifying that impurity. This is a much higher level than someone whose piety needs to be shielded from the impurity of society. Of course, it's a process, and no one's expecting us to reach that level in one night, or one day, or even one year. But that is the piety and righteousness that God Almighty wants us to reach. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.